Chinomuda Zengeya is among millions of Zimbabweans who don't want to be reminded of the days when they used to carry large sums of money to buy just a loaf of bread. He believes that those days are about to return, as Central Bank Governor John Mangujka is planning to introduce some coupons known as bond notes in an attempt to revive the economy, now projected to grow by only 1.4% instead of the initial official rate of 2.7%. Zengeya says the bond notes will not fix the ailing economy, including bank queues resulting from lack of cash.
The government should address the problems that they are seeing are in the economy, the issue of exports, which they're talking about, that we are not exporting anything, we're importing anything, everything, which is causing this short problem. The government should address those challenges, because it is up to them to address, because the problems were caused by their policies in the first place, so they should reverse the policies that are causing this problem.
Another Harare resident, Ngobizita Mlambo, says the cash crisis is a signal that all is not well in Zimbabwe.
The cash crisis is the reflection of a broader national crisis, a failure of governance, a failure of the government of President Robert Mugabe, whom we are calling to do the noble thing, to resign.
Timothy Mugewa concurs, stressing that Zimbabweans are losing confidence in President Mugabe's government, as there's no tangible proof that it may fix the ailing economy.
When the government has failed, these are the symptoms which before us ordinary citizens, that we lose trust in all sectors of the economy, we lose trust in the banking sector, then we don't even put money in the bank.
Mugewa says instead of introducing bond notes to solve the current crisis, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe and the government should encourage locals to use plastic money.
Right now, I think the private sector must also try to come in and help through introducing plastic money, whereby you use facilities like EcoCash, maybe Visa cards, because right now without cash we are going nowhere. And this idea of bond notes or bond whatever, which the governor of Reserve Bank is trying to introduce, will never help in any way. It will actually worsen the situation, because right now we see all the industries are not functioning and we depend on imports. How are we going to import when we don't have the required foreign currency? So this crisis is just only but a symptom of a failed state.
It still remains to be seen whether the central bank and government would pay attention to some of its citizens who have been angered by moves to introduce bond notes to tackle the current cash crisis and ultimately fix the bleeding economy. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.